使徒行传第二章里告诉我们说
In the book of Acts, second chapter, we are told,
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
So now came the day of Pentecost and all the disciples were gathered together in one place.
原文这里都不是说五旬节到了。
Now, in the original text, it doesn't say that the day of Pentecost has arrived.
乃是五旬节应验了。
It says,The day of Pentecost was fulfilled.
那从前的五旬节从来没有应验。
That means that thing was not fulfilled in the past whenever they observed that feast of Pentecost.
犹太人每年过五旬节，五旬节没有应验。
Yes, Jews, they observed this Pentecost every year, but that was not fulfilled.
到使徒行传第二章的时候，五旬节应验了。
But at the time of Book of Acts, second chapter, it says the day of Pentecost was fulfilled.
怎么就是五旬节应验了？
Now, what do you mean by Pentecost fulfilled?
这一般门徒在耶路撒冷城里的祷告的时候。
You know, when these disciples was gathered in Jerusalem and prayed,
忽然天上有大的声音发生。
All of a sudden there was a great sound, a mighty sound from heaven.
他们看见天上有火焰像石头一样的分开落在他们个人的头上。
And as they looked up, they found a big ball of fire coming down and then it separated like a tongue and rested on everyone's head.
有一种的风冲浪了他们所住的屋子。
And also there came a rushing wind into their house.
这一个风是带着能力来的。
And this wind, when it came along, it came along with power.
你知道风来的时候，你身上感觉得到。
Now what you can feel it when the wind blow again.
我们在台湾的住的人都知道什么叫台风。
Now in Taiwan, everyone understand what is typhoon.
如果台风呢，你还在马路上的话，它把你吹到天空上去了。
As soon as typhoon comes, you are not careful, you'll be blown up into the sky.
它都把又把汽车会吹到天上去。
Even they'll blow up a car into the sky.
那一天，圣灵有个能力临到他们身上，像一个台风吹在他们身上一样的。
But on that particular, the Holy Spirit came upon them like a rushing wind mightily.
就他们都站立不住。
So at that time they could not even stand up.
这圣灵充满在他们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit was filled up inside of them.
他们外面有圣灵的包围。
See? On the outside they were really surrounded by the Holy Spirit.
里面有圣灵的充满。
And inside they were filled up with the Holy Spirit.
那个时候他们就失去别国话语的方言来了。
At that time they began to speak in foreign languages, different languages.
这些的方言是他们没有学过的。
And this time, these languages, they have never studied.
是生命中能力临到他们的身上，叫他们自然然讲出别国的话语来。
That was because the power of the Holy Spirit was upon them, so they naturally spoke out such languages.
像这个话是什么
？And what is the meaning of speaking such?
因为那个时候有其他国家聚居的犹太人都到了耶路撒冷。
Because it so happened at that period there are many devout Jewish people from around the world coming to Jerusalem.
他们已经不会讲当地的希伯来话。
At that time they were not able to speak Hebrew tongue.
这一些的使徒们就起来用别国的话语来传讲主耶稣的救恩。
But all this.Disciples, all these apostles stood up and speaking in foreign languages about Jesus Christ.
听的人非常的惊讶。
So all these hearers are really astonished.
看看他们脸上的样，表情像喝醉酒一样。
And they look at them and say they seem to be drunken and the way they speak.
你看见过喝醉酒的人啊？
Have you ever observed them drunken?
癫癫狂狂的。
When they walk along the road, they just don't stay.
喊喊叫叫的。
And then they yell or they will make some noise.
那么彼得起来站着说。
But Peter stood up and said,
现在正在喝酒的时候，我们没有被酒喝醉。
This is not a time for drinking. This is not a time to get drunk.
应验约珥先知的话。
Now this is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel.
现在末世要把他的圣灵来充满他的仆人。
For in the latter days, God is going to pour out of His Spirit to fill His servants and handmaids.
他们这样被圣灵充满的时候，用别国的话语来传讲神的救恩。
That's the reason why they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other languages.
这是一个不得了的经历临到他们的身上。
This is a really such a wonderful experience to them.
神自己的灵不光在天上，也进到我们里面来了。
The Spirit of God was not only in heaven, but that Spirit even entered our heart.
我们一个人多有信心。
Now, do you think we are so limited?
我们多胆怯。
And we are always timid.
我们多害怕。
Many times we are so afraid.
那一个灵充满在他的里头，叫他们放胆起来传讲神的话。
But when the Holy Spirit of God filled that person will become bold and speak forth the word of God.
这个灵在他们里头成为一个能力，起来为着主做见证，不怕。
And also this Holy Spirit inside them became a kind of energy and power so they could speak the word of God without
fear. 充满在他们的里面，他们就卖了田产家业，把钱都放在使徒们的脚前，还我供用。
And because the Holy Spirit filled them up, they even sold their possessions and disposed of their properties and they bring their proceeds, their money to apostles.
你会看见天下哪一个人不爱钱呢？
Now, can you find a man who will not love money?
一个人都学生好清高，他不要钱的。
Now many people say the students are special, they will not love money.
因为他没有钱，所以他不爱钱。
Well, that would be because they have no money, that's why they are not fond of money.
到社会去做做事，看看钱好不好。
But when you get work in the world, you will know how money is so important.
等你结了婚了，再有了孩子了，就嫌钱不够了。
And after getting married, then you think that you have not enough money to spend.
总盼望更多的钱给你。
You'll be always hoping that more money will be given you.
你一万块钱一个月薪水，一年的薪水不够，有2万也不够。
Then you will think that $10,000 a year is not enough.
你去问问有一些人有3万5万一个月的，一年的够不够？他也不够。
You can ask some people. They may have the 30,000 or 40,000 income. You will ask them, and they say they are not sufficient.
人对着钱只有进来不肯出去的。
See. What is the attitude toward money? We want money to come in, but we want
money.
But the Holy Spirit is paid this house.
超过钱财的捆绑.
That really go beyond the binding power of money.
肯卖了家产田业，把这些奉献给神。
So that they were willing to dispose of their possession and then they sell out their possession.
这是圣灵所做的工作。
We say this is the act of the Holy Spirit.
这一个叫做五旬节。
We call this Pentecost.
神带领我们也是这样。
This is the way God leads us.
很可惜的，今天五旬节的运动渐渐变了质了。
But it's the matter of regret that today you observe this, what we call the Pentecostal movement.
是主动让身上发抖，身上发痒。
They'll just concentrate on trembling or trying to do some kind of.
是主动让哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，这三些特立特立的话。
They may try to speak some new strange words.
有的人很巴不得用五旬节的经历。
Yes, many people are desiring, longing to have this Pentecostal
experience. 但你必须要知道，五旬的经历不是给你个人享受的。
But I tell you, this Pentecostal experience is not for your personal enjoyment.
五旬节的经历，我要叫你得到能力，为主传福音的。
The purpose of the Pentecostal experience is for you to get power so that you can minister.
有了五旬的经历而不传福音的，这个经历对你是没有意义。
Whoever has the Pentecostal experience, but you are not willing to preach the gospel, then such experience
how bad it is for you.
Pentecostal experience is for you to love the Lord and even you will sacrifice and offer of your money.
许多人只盼望用五旬节经历会讲方言。
Now many people just long to get the Pentecostal power so that they can speak in other tongues.
但圣经告诉我们，五旬节的经历叫他变卖家产田业，一同奉献给主。
But the Bible clearly tells us that the power of the Holy Spirit on the Pentecostal day, the Pentecostal experience, they even disposed of their possessions, sold out their possessions.
我们都知道我们地上的钱财是虚假的东西。
Well, we all know that all this money what we use in this world is vain.
我以前有一位弟兄，他是学化工的。
I remember having that brother who is studying the
他原来非常反对主义。
At first he was opposed to Christianity.
他在 Tennessee 在做 PhD 的时候。
And while he was still in Tennessee and studying his PhD degree,
查经班聚会他就不去的。
Every time we have Bible study group, he will not come.
因为他太太从台湾来了。
But later on, his wife came over from Taiwan.
不大会讲英文。
And she was not good at English.
在家里都很孤单。
And at home, she was so lonely.
说这个丈夫是怎么办呢？礼拜五啊，我送你去查经班吧。还说你是中国人嘛，讲讲中文。
And husband said, well, since you are, I have nothing to write on the wire, I'll send you over to that Friday evening meeting to study the Bible to speak Chinese.
开头是送他去，人就走了。散会再去接他回来。
Yes, of course, he'll send his wife to that Bible meeting, and as soon as his wife got there, he'll come back, and after meeting, he'll come again.
哎呀，以后啊，哎呀，陪陪太太吧，不要去走了吧。所以他也参加查经班去。
But later on, he'll think that, well, I better accompany my wife and sit through this meeting, so he attended the Bible study meeting.
不，他参加主会做什么？
But what was he doing?
听听基督徒讲有什么毛病，我把他们驳倒。
He was trying to find out the, some arguments or some trick so that he can trick up all the Christians.
但是感谢主，就在查经班聚会中间，里头蒙了光照，清楚地得救了。
But thank God, because he attended such Bible study group, he was enlightened and he was sure of the salvation, he got saved.
非常的欢喜快乐。
And he was so overjoyed and he was so glad.
哎呀，最后的单子下去，里头那种的喜乐，那种轻松啊，叫他非常的高兴。
He felt the burden of sin was rolled away and he felt so elated and he was so happy.
他就欢喜读圣经。
And he was so glad to read the Bible.
他告诉了林弟兄啊，他说我毕业的论博士论文已经写了四分之三了。
And he said, Brother Lin, do you know what? I already finished three quarters of my thesis.
但是我正要去写的时候，里头一个感动，读圣经，所以论文写不下去了。
So whenever I tried to continue writing that thesis, there was a feeling in my heart that I must come to understand the Bible.
他就读到腓立比书第三章。
So then he studied that Philippians, third chapter.
保罗说，我把万事当作粪土，以耶稣基督为至宝。
And where he found Paul saying that because of Jesus Christ, he count all things as loss because of the supreme knowledge of Jesus Christ.
他非常受感动。
And he was really moved in his heart.
他的主耶稣，我为什么你从前眼睛瞎的？
And he said, why Jesus Christ, I was so blind in the past.
把世界事情当作宝贝。
See, I treasure the things of the world so much.
实实在在这些不过是粪土。
But all these things are only, only dung, only dirty things.
只有耶稣基督乃是至宝。
Only Jesus Christ is the supreme.
他就有一个负担要回台湾去传福音。
Then he was burdened that he would go back to Taiwan.
哎呀，他说原来佛教害我害到今天。
And he said, well, this is a harm of Buddhism because it was harm of me too now.
害我的亲戚朋友几百年了。
And also this.Buddhism also did harm to my relatives and my friends.
我一定要回到台湾去把福音告诉我的亲戚朋友。
So I must go back to Taiwan and tell my relatives and my family men about this Christianity.
他说他做梦。
He said he made a dream.
回到台湾把庙里头的偶像一个一个把他打掉。
He said as soon as he get back to Taiwan, he just knocked down all the temples and idol worship shrines.
但你会看见他的感受有一个是对的。
But also, you know, one feeling at least was correct.
地上这些学问，这些的钱财乃是粪土。
Yes, whatever knowledge or whatever wealth you may have on this world, that's really done.
我们不过是为了做人，因着我们的本分，才有一些的学问和我们的职业。
But only because we have to carry out, we have to perform our duty as a man, so we need knowledge, we need money to dispose of.
如果我们把地上事情当作宝贝的话，这证明我们是下贱的人。
But if we regard all these earthly things as our highest treasure, then we are really blind.
五旬节的圣灵感动，给人看见世界的东西那是粪土。
See, that Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost really moved people's heart to understand the world is really in vain.
就是主耶稣的福音才是人生上最有价值的。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most valuable thing in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brother and sister,
我们有没有过逾越节？
Have we passed observe the feast of Passover.
你有没有看见你身上有罪哦，在神的审判之下？
Have you observed your sins under the judgment of God?
你如果已经看见了，接受主耶稣做你逾越节的羔羊，我们感谢主。
If you have already noticed, and also you have received Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God and received as your Savior, then you thank God.
你如果看见这一个的话，你一定受圣灵的感动，叫你除掉罪恶和败坏。
If you have seen this point, then it must be that you also experience how to get rid of the sin inside you.
有了这个经历了之后，再会看见主耶稣已经复活了，有一天要把我一同带到复活的境界。
Again, after this experience, you'll notice how Jesus was resurrected from the dead and how he ascended up in heaven and saying that someday you'll be like him.
这样我们就过五旬节了。
Then we'll come to experience your Pentecost.
圣灵充满着我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will be filled in us.
你如果去看以前基督教的历史和神所用人身上的经历的话，
If you have sometimes studied history of Christianity or you have observed some of God's servants and handmaidens,
你会看见圣灵充满的经历的人感受上是不相同的。
Then you notice that by the experience of the Holy Spirit, everyone's feeling is different.
Moody 当初被圣灵充满的时候是走在马路上。
You know, Brother Moody, the first time he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was walking in the street.
他从前一直没有被圣灵充满。
And before that, he was not filled with the Holy Spirit.
他很羡慕。
And he was really admiring all those others.
神也没有给他。
But God didn't give him.
有一天他坐在马路上心中在想的时候。
And one day as he was thinking about this and walking on the street.
好像圣灵充满在他里头。
All of a sudden the Holy Spirit came upon him and filled him.
他甚至要发狂了一样的。
Oh, he became like a madman.
他马上主啊，等一等，等一等，等一等。
And he just said, Lord, just wait a minute, wait a minute.
他快快就找到附近一个弟兄姊妹的家里。
And he rushed to a house of some brother.
还没有进去，直接对圣神说：“等一等，等一等，等一等。”
And before they get inside that room, he said, "God, just wait, wait, wait."
进到那一个弟兄姊妹家的客厅里头，爬到地上喊啊叫啊，圣灵充满在他。
And as soon as he got into the living room of that brother, oh, he just fell down there and yelling and crying and making loud noise unto the Lord.
从那一个时候，他的布道完全改变，有了能力了。
From that moment, his preaching was really changed. He became a very powerful sermon.
但是英国有一个传道人叫 F.D. Meyer.
Now, in England, we have another servant of God by the name of Meyer.
在十九世纪的末叶是被人所非常大用的人，就教会得到很大的复兴。
He was really a mighty servant of God toward the end of 19th century. He was mighty the use of God in England to revive many churches.
他侍奉主常常读圣经。
While he ministered to the Lord, he always studied the Bible.
他也听见有许多的人有五旬节的经历，他自己没有。
Also, he heard about how many people have got that experience of Pentecost.
所以他就寻求主。
But because he didn't have, he was seeking
the heart. 他盼望得着。
And he was longing to get it.
当他有一天坐在他牧师的房间读圣经的时候。
But one day, while he was sitting in the pastor's office and reading the
Bible, 他里面忽然明亮过来，圣灵已经在我的里面了。
All of a sudden, there comes he seemed to be enlightened within the heart, knowing that well, all the while the Holy Spirit was with me.
神是乐意把百位都赐给我们，从来不是灵智的一位神。
Yes, our God is more than willing to give everything to us. He is not a stingy God.
我是蒙恩的神的儿女，又是神所用的仆人。
See, I'm a servant of God, and a man of God, and also I'm a child of God.
神已经把圣灵充满在我里面了。
God already filled His Spirit inside me.
他相当的喜乐。
So he was really so happy.
但是他没有像摩德在地上打滚又喊又叫。
But his expression, his way of expression is not like Moody, fell on the ground.
他是常常经常被圣灵充满在他的里面。
But he always maintained the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这是 F.D. Meyer 的经历。
Now that is Brother F.D. Meyer's experience.
你知道在美国现在有一个人叫 Oral Roberts。
Now, you know that the man in America used of God by the name of Oral Roberts.
The Oklahoma State of Tucson.
In the state of Oklahoma, in the city called Tulsa.
我刚刚三个礼拜前遇见有一位到那里做教授的弟兄。
Yes, just 3 weeks ago, I met a brother who was a professor in that university.
他告诉我Oral Roberts 是校长跟他们 staff member 一同讲话。
He told me that how this president, Oral Roberts, held a meeting with his staff members.
劝他们接受圣灵的充满。
and persuaded them to get the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
他 all Robert 都确定有一定的恩赐。
And yes, all of us have this ministry of the healing.
这位弟兄亲眼看见他, 就一个唱歌的人已经完全口哑了,开始说话。
For this brother will observe the man singing, and his singing voice seemed to be lost, and then was straightway healed.
All of us 不够,你要讲赞美主。
And all of us said, no, that's not even, you must say, praise the Lord.
那个人说, praise the Lord.
And of course, that man tried to say, praise the Lord.
All of us 不够,你要唱歌。
And all of us again command him that, that's not enough, you must sing now.
那个人唱不出声音来。
But he can sing out.
这个唱唱唱,完全恢复以前的歌唱歌。
But as he tried and stumbling, then he began to sing like as he used to be.
你去看 Oral Roberts 领会的时候,
When you go and watch how Oral Roberts conducts,
上了会的时候,好多的拐杖丢掉了,不要了,走不回去。
After the meeting, there were many crutches and many canes just thrown away and people just left.
他现在在预备办一个医学院。
And now they are going to set up a medical college.
啊,因为 附近的医院不跟他合作,
because all the surrounding, I mean neighboring hospital would not
cooperate with him.
So he must set up another medical college of his
own. 他建起一个60层的房子, 叫做 City of Faith.
So he is going to raise up a very big house, 60 stories house, and which is called the City of Faith.
都是弟兄姊妹奉献钱的。
And all this money contributed by brother and sister.
好多的人生了绝症的病,医生没有办法治好, 因为 Oral Roberts 祷告就好的, 他们真是把钱都献给出来。
Many people who used to have terminal diseases and were healed because of their ministry, Oral Roberts, they contributed their money to this school.
那一天,他就当 staff member 来讲道, 要圣灵充满。
And on that day, this President Oral Roberts speaking to staff members and wanted them to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一个教授就发一个问题。
And one professor just posed one question.
他说 Oral Roberts,
said Oral Roberts,
你有这样的圣灵充满,常常讲方言很有能力,我们欢喜感谢主。
You have this experience of fullness of the Holy Spirit, and you are always rejoicing the Lord, and you have a powerful ministry.
但是为什么今天有被神所大用的人,却不讲方言?
But then again, there are many mighty servants and men of God, they are used by God, but they don't speak in tongues. Why?
Oral Roberts 知道是讲的谁。
And Oral Roberts knew who he knew.
他马上讲, 我跟Billy Graham是好朋友。
Well, Oral Roberts knew that this man mentioning Billy Graham, and said, well, Billy Graham and me are good friends.
我们常常在一起,一同的交通,非常的欢喜。
We always get together and fellowship, and we commune with one another, we are happy.
他没有说方言的经历。
Yeah, he had never had this experience speaking in
tongues. 没有给他, 但是神也大用他。
God has never given him this gift that God might use him might.
不过在我的经历里头, 说方言之后更有能力。
But in my personal experience, after speaking in tongues, I got more power.
所以我就跟你们做见证。
That's why I dare this testimony to you.
他很诚实。
See, he was so honest.
Billy Graham 也有圣灵充满的经历。
Yes, Billy Graham himself also had this fullness of the Holy Spirit.
但是他从来都不讲方言。
But he had never spoken in tongues.
请大家注意,五旬节有讲方言,不一定每一个人讲方言。
Now, mind you, when are they the Pentecost when it said all speak in tongues, but some will not speak in tongues?
圣灵充满我们有不同的方式。
The fullness of Holy Spirit will come in different ways.
在有的人身上,像Moody一样,倒在地上,又喊又叫。
On some people, it'd be like the mode of Brother Moody. He'll fall down and then he'll yelling and shouting.
有的人身上像Eddie玛雅一样,也不叫,也不喊。
And some will be like Brother Maya of that England. He was so quiet and so peaceful.
不是在于喊不喊。
So it's not a matter of whether you yell or make a loud noise.
乃是在于有没有能力去传福音。
The important thing whether you got the power to preach the gospel.
乃是有没有你的感动,脱离钱财的捆绑而奉献给主。
Whether you have this feeling of being freed from the love of money and try to contribute your money for the promotion of the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
yes, dear brother and sister.
我从我的心里都说,
Yes, let me say from the bottom of my heart.
心蒙恩的弟兄姊妹能够有五旬的经历说方言是最好。
Yes, for new Christian, I say, if you have been saved and you can experience the speaking in tongues, that's better.
不过必须要从圣灵来的，不要人工制造。
But that kind of speaking in tongues must from the Holy Spirit and never try to make it artificial.
有的人确认要圣灵充满。
Now, some people cannot persuade others to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要讲方言。
And to speak in tongues.
他说我真人好久祷告都没有方言。
And the one who answered, well, I have been praying for so long, but I haven't done that.
很简单。
Oh, it's just simple.
你把石头伸出来。
You just stretch out your tongue.
伸出来。
Yes.
讲哈利路亚。
And say hallelujah.
讲哈利路亚。
Yeah, say hallelujah.
讲得快。
And speak in
tongues. 讲得快。哦，方言。
Then you kind of, the tongue kind of get twisted and then you cannot kind of...
这叫人工制造，不是圣灵充满。
We say this artificial way of speaking tongue. This is not from the Holy Spirit.
能有圣灵带给我们是最好。
Yes, better. You have got that gift from the Holy Spirit.
但是不要注重发抖、发麻、喊喊叫叫。
But please don't pay too much attention on how to tremble on how to...
要注重有能力传福音。
You better pay more attention to get this power and preach the gospel.
圣灵的能力正是把自己和自己所有的奉献为主所做。
And also by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have yourself a living sacrifice and even your money for offer up to God.
这是神带领以色列百姓第五个节期。
So we say this is the first and the fifth festival.
我们今天所有的基督徒应该都在五旬节阶段的里面。
Yes, even today, all Christians should be in this stage of Pentecostal experience.
对不起，这第四个节气。
I mean the fourth.
然后有一天要第五个节气。
Then someday we'll get to the fifth stage.
第五个的节气乃是犹太人的七月一号。
Now, the number five feast.Is the first day of seventh month.
到那一天他们要吹角。
On that day, they will blow trumpets.
大声的吹角。
Yes, they will blow loud their trumpets.
表明什么？
Now, what is the significance?
表明有一天神要把分散的世界各地的犹太人都召集到了迦南地。
That is to signify that.Someday God is to gather together all the scattered Jewish people around the world.
因为世界末了的日子到了。
Because the latter days, the end of this world is coming.
当世界的末日没有来到之前。
And before that day of the end comes,
神惩罚犹太人叫他们分散流浪的世界各地。
God punished and scattered his.Jewish people all over the world.
但是有一天神要把他们召集回到耶路撒冷。
But someday in the future, God will again gather them together and come into the city of Jerusalem.
这一件事情发生了，我们知道主来的日子近了。
When such day comes, then we'll know the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道这一个吹角节已经来到了。
Yes, dear brothers and sisters, do you know this feast of trumpets, feast of blowing trumpets is coming?
在这五年的里面。
Yes, within these 5 years,
犹太人从世界各地大量的涌到迦南地区。
More and more.Jewish people from every corner of the world are coming and centering to the Jerusalem.
你我注意到世界上的新闻。
Now you have observed the news of the world.
我们知道犹太人亡国有2000多年的时间。
You know Jewish people without a country for more than 2,000 years.
到第二次世界大战完的时候。
But after the Second World War,
巴勒斯坦的地方是在英国人的管制之下。
At that time, this land of Palestine was still under the control of England.
苏联想要在地中海旁边得到一勺指定。
And also Soviet was trying hard to get that so that they can have some...
他一面训练在苏联警戒中的犹太人叫他们接受共产思想。
And the Soviet Union was training all the Jewish people inside their country to try to get their communist...
一面在联合国中多次的提议让犹太人复国。
And on the other hand, they were...saying and they are trying to persuade members in the United Nations that Jewish people come back home.
因为英国和美国的反对不通过。
You know, that bill was brought out at first America and England refused, so it was not passed.
苏联用国家的力量，国家的交通把犹太人大量送到巴勒斯坦地方去。
But that the Soviet Union used the power of their country and also or whatever transportation they can get and send the majority, many of Jewish people back home.
联合国的定规，犹太人回到巴勒斯坦一年只有几千人。
And at that time, United Nations even so regulated that only several thousand can go home within 1 year.
但是他送去了超过这个数字都关在那个 Cyprus 的岛上。
But because Soviet Union transported so many Jewish people back home, they are temporarily, they were gathered in the island of Cyprus.
到关到有一天监牢都没有地方好住了。
And one day there was no more jailhouse for them.
以后联合国的通过让以色列复国。
Only after that, in the United States, in the United Nations, it was passed that Jews will have their.
当他们一成立国家的时候，四维的亚历山大国家正式跟他们打仗。
So as soon as their country was restored, all the neighboring surrounding countries started warring with them.
以色列没有政府，没有军队的组织。
At that time, Israel's people have no government and no trained army.
你初期才能够抵挡得住四位亚拉伯几个国家联合的军队。
But you'll be surprised how could such people resist the four united Arab countries so long?
这是神所做的神的奇事。
We say this is a miracle of God.
我们看到这几年所有的演变。
Yes, all this year we have observed this change.
世界各地的犹太人都汇集到巴勒斯坦去了。
Yes.The Jewish people from every corner of the world are coming back to Palestine.
这是吹角节。
We say this is the feast of trumpets.
是这个吹角节是已经来到了。
So I say the day of blowing trumpets is drawing near.
圣经的预言给我们看见。
In the Bible prophecy we have.
犹太人的问题成为全世界政治上最大的难处。
The problem of Jewish people is the most difficult problem in the world.
当有一天苏联要联络着亚拉伯的民族来打以色列的国家。
For someday the Soviet Union is going to confederate with all the Arabic countries and to attack Israel.
以色列一直在防守。
And Israel was always on the defense.
当到最后到耶路撒冷城被攻破的时候。
But at the last moment, when the city of Jerusalem was attacked,
眼看着以色列人全部要被屠杀了。
And that time, maybe all the Israel people, the Jewish people, will be massacred.
耶稣从天上降临。
At that time, the Lord Jesus will come down gloriously from heaven.
耶稣的脚站在橄榄上，橄榄山上。
And the feet of Jesus Christ will be placed on top of the Mount of Olives.
橄榄山从东到西列为两半。
And the Mount of Olives will spread into two from east to west.
犹太人从哪一个山谷里头逃到地中海逃出去？
And the Jewish people will land through that valley and get to the Mediterranean.
到哪一天他们才发现这一位耶稣就是弥赛亚
？On that day, they will realize Jesus was really their Messiah.
他们已经有2000多年时间拒绝接受耶稣作为弥赛亚。
They have been rejecting Jesus Christ as their Messiah for 2000 years.
这位弥赛亚没有生气。拒绝他们，到最后还来拯救他们。
But this Messiah did not reject them. At the last moment, he will come again and save them.
所以他们全以色列百姓都流泪在神的悔改。
So at that time, all the people of Judah will fall down and repent before God.
就是最后第二节撒加利亚书告诉我们。
Now in the Old Testament, we have a book Zechariah and the two chapters.
主要为他们开到的泉源。
Because God will open up another fountain for them.
那一个泉源的水要洗净他们所有的罪。
And the water of this fountain will cleanse all their sins.
这就是利未记23章里头所说的赎罪日。
Now this is what is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23.
大
祭司 atonement.
大祭司一年只有一次进到至圣所那里为他的百姓赎罪。
The holy priest can get into the holy of holies in the sanctuary only once a year to redeem the sin.
叫以色列百姓到最后蒙到救赎。
So that all the Israelite people will be redeemed and atoned.
罗马书告诉我们说是到外邦的书目满的。
In the book of Romans, it was told when the number of Gentiles are fulfilled.
然后神的恩典临到犹太人身上。
Then the grace of God will be imparted to Jewish people.
到这一个时候，神要杀灭那些攻击犹太人的那些军队。
At this time, God will defeat all the armies who came against the Jewish people.
要改变这一个的天地。
And God will change the whole earth and heaven.
所有物质的都要用火焚烧。
All the matters, the changeable thing will be burned with fire.
蒙恩典了就我们带到新天新地的里面。
But all those who have been saved will be carried into new heaven and earth.
启示录二十一章告诉我们说
In the Revelation chapter 21, we are told,
看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人中间。
Behold, the tabernacle of the Lord God is among human beings.
他要与人同住。
He will dwell with man.
他们要做他的百姓，神要做他们的神。
And they will be the people of God, and God will be their God.
不再有眼泪，不再有黑暗。
There will be no more tears, no more darkness.
神要伏庇于他们。
Because God will protect them.
这就是利未记二十三章里头他们过住棚节。
Again, this is what is signified by this.Feast of Tabernacles, as mentioned in the Leviticus. That is commemorated how in the past God led the Jewish people to go through the wilderness.
我们原来在世界上都是寄居的。
Yes, all of us in the world are like a kind of guest sojourner.
现在主把我们带到永远的家乡去。
But now, the Lord God will carry us into that eternal home.
这就是神在蒙恩人上的工作达到完全了。
Now, this is the ultimate conclusion of what God will do on those who have been saved.
这就是第七个节气。
This is the seventh feast festival.
为什么弟兄姊妹应该清楚了？
Now, you must have been clear.
这七个的节气。
The seven feasts.
是说神在我们上的带领。
Tell us how God directs us and leads.
从逾越节我们正在的赦免开始。
Starting from Passover, our sins are forgiven.
在我们生活中间除掉了罪恶和败坏。
Then in your life, get rid of all the corruptness and all the sins.
因为耶稣基督复活了，我们今天有坚定的信心。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, today we have firm faith.
因为圣灵赐下来我们的五旬节的能力的活动。
And because of the impartation of the Holy Spirit, we can move in the Holy Spirit to have power.
今天的基督徒是有福的。
Yes, all the Christians today are blessed.
我们已经来到吹角节的时候。
Because we are coming near to the Feast of Bugles.
那个角声在那吹响，犹太人都归回到巴勒斯坦去。
When the trumpets are blown, all the Jewish people will come home to Jerusalem.
眼看着世界最后一次大战就要发生。
Yes, then you see the last, the final war.The war will start.
今天是最后主向着我们外邦人施恩的时候。
So this is the last moment the Lord bestows His mercy on us Gentiles.
到那一天，神的恩典要转向犹太人。
But on that particular day, the grace of God again will be.
然后主把我们带到新天新地的里面。
Then the Lord God will carry us into new heaven and earth.
哦，主的话是那样的确定，那样的明显。
Yes, the word of the Lord God is so firm and so absolute.
我们今天受他的带领，欢喜等候那一天的来到。
And today all of us are under His guidance, waiting for such a glorious day to come.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow Him in prayer.
主耶稣啊，我们多感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, oh how thankful we are to you.
你是世人的救主，你也是信徒的救主。
You are the Savior of the world, especially the Savior of all the believers.
你当时拯救我们脱离罪恶的审判。
In the first place, you saved us.From under the punishment.
今天也拯救我们脱离罪恶的当然。
And today, even you save us to get free from sin.
今天也拯救我们脱离钱财的发展。
Also, you save us to be free from the bounding of money.
叫我们经历你圣灵的能力。
So that we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
在地上为你做见证。
While living on earth, we'll be a witness to you.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
你已经升上了高天，进到荣耀的里面。
You have already ascended up to heaven. You have already gone into glory.
你也要有一天带我们一同进到荣耀的里面。
Someday again, you'll come and bring us all into eternity.
我们不是没有指望的人。
We are not hopeless people.
我们有荣耀的盼望放在我们前头。
We have such a hope of glory ahead of us.
虽然我们 们今天软弱。
Though today we find ourselves weak.
虽然我们今天有许多的困难。
Though we may suffer many difficulties.
但是我们从来也不灰心的。
But we will not be disheartened again.
我们愿意受你的带领，刚强走前头的道路。
We are willing to be guided by you to proceed on our way.
或者那一天我们的荣耀的里头和你一同欢喜快乐。
So that on that day, on that glorious day, we'll be rejoicing together with you.
我们相信你要照着你的大能的完成这一件事。
We do believe, because of your mighty power, you will accomplish all this.
我们今天先把赞美和敬拜的献给你。
And today we will just offer up our worship and praise unto you.
我们这样的感谢祷告是奉着主耶稣基督的名。
Our thanksgiving and our prayer are done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.